Sir, education for Ray Jesu, R-A-Y-J. Ray Jesu was also provided with a pain relief, Norco 7.5, 325, one pill a day for 30 days, one time only. He's suffering from extreme pain and in the knee, and he's an obese guy, and he has a difficult time running around and doing anything up. So it will improve the ADL and improve his life and control his pain and depression. I provided one-time pain relief. Thank you. Further medications will be dependent on whether he is providing us a new MRI and also if he is trying to get better with injection treatment, that will bound to help him. Thank you. The patient was initially evaluated at ER and Beaumont Hospital in Clinton Township and was discharged. Then he also went to Henry Ford Hospital and was discharged. He continued to have complaints of pain in the neck and the lower back and both knees, both shoulders. At this time, patient has had extended physical therapy. He always has been refusing to get any injection treatment or surgical treatment. We offered him a new MRI as the older MRI do not show the pathology to recommend the pain medications for him. And hence, he gets upset and becomes demanding. He reports that his headaches are worse, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He also reports his pain in the spine, neck, mid-back and lower back to be 10 everywhere. His knee pain is also reported to be 10. He says he cannot walk and his knees are bothering a lot. And he cannot get out of the bed or the car. He is seeing a neurologist, Dr. Jody Crush, and a neuropsych at Triton, where counseling is going on for him and neuropsych treatments are going on. His pain level is 10, ADLs are affected 10. He reports 50% improvement in the pain level. His ADLs are, please review the records for his ADLs for system review and for additional issues as well as for the substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, which mentioned blood pressure 142 over 82, 142 over 88, pulse is 82 and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 624-2024, dictation number 0624-058. Plan is to order a blood test for neurotrauma assessment with clinical consult. He's been advised about laser treatment. He's been advised about injection treatment to his spine. He has been advised the following injection. One is right shoulder. There is a supraspinal tendinitis for which 3 to 4 injections are advised for him. He never come forward for this injection. He also has a quadriceps tendinosis, mild and mild prepatellar bursitis in the left knee. And he has been advised to have 3 to 4 injections here. In the cervical spine, there is a tiny herniation at C5-6. Two injections are advised for him, cervical epidural steroid injections. In the lumbar spine, there are only facet arthritic changes and wedging deformity of T12, non-specific mild bone marrow edema at the anterior aspect of T11, T12, and L1 vertebra. These MRIs were done on August 22, 2023, and degenerative changes of lumbar spine are seen, facet osteoarthritis of L3, L4. The patient has been advised to have a repeat MRI at M1 Imaging or hospital, which he has refused. He also refuses injection treatment. He also refuses any surgical treatment. He has been referred to orthopedic surgery, spine surgeon, also to Dr. Redden, and he is not wanting. He has been provided the following medication, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Acifex 20 mg twice a day. Wellbutrin 100 milligram, 150 milligram once a day for depression and anxiety, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, Nerontin 600 milligram twice a day for radiculopathy and fear research, one or two PRN for headaches. His maps are reviewed, labs are reviewed. The patient is found to be in compliance. And he's continuing with the case management. And all the DMEs has been given. He is advised to also see a chiropractic treatment, laser treatment. The patient is not very forthcoming with any of these at this time for some reason or the other. Thank you. If he provides consent, we'll be more than happy to provide him any injection treatment. Thank you.